FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz, and today is June 27th, 2018. Well, markets have been gyrating up and down. If you're in the market, then you're obviously looking for ways to keep earning a good return, a higher than average return, techniques, etc. We've got some coming up for you. But first, as always, join the discussion. You know that you make my day when you send me an email. I've got like close to 100 of them sitting in the inbox, but please send. Some of them require a lot of work to answer, and I have to talk to people. Most of them I can answer very quickly, and I will answer yours. And if they're really good, we'll even address them on the show. Well, hey, so how do you trade options? Is option trading for you? Is it something you should think about? How much should you risk? All of these questions and more will be answered by Christos Vassiliadis. And Christos, you're with Skyview Trading. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kerry. Thank you for having me.
Hey, so trading, options trading in particular, can anybody do this, or do you really need to know something special to handle it?
You know, I think anybody can do this. I think if you are the type of person that's interested in, you know, PE ratios and dollar cost averaging and all of these traditional finance techniques and terms and jargon that we've kind of been taken through in our education systems and stuff like that, I think you would really be interested in learning a little bit more about the option market. And more than just, you know, buying a call because you think something is going up or buying a put because you think something is going down, what we do in the option market is really take a look at that option chain and the numbers and the probabilities and the statistics that are being generated from that option chain. And though I know it can be overwhelming, and I actually think the number one reason why most people don't get into option trading, or more particular, they don't go past simply buying calls and buying puts, I just think they get caught up in the terminology and the jargon, which absolutely can be intimidating. But when you kind of break it down and just look at the option market from a broad picture view, it becomes a little bit simpler. And then what you're doing is you're actually just looking at the numbers and just looking at the statistics, the probabilities that make sense. So if you're the type of person that's interested in that traditional type of finance that you've likely been taught in your education system, I think you should really give the option market a try, because I really do think you would enjoy digging into the numbers and all of the analysis that goes into just looking at the probabilities that surround a trade.
So the probabilities that surround a trade, you've been trading options for a while. Did you start winning right away, or did it take you time before you had successful trades?
It definitely took me time. What you need time for is the repetition, right? If you were to go to a prop firm and they were going to back you with capital, first they put you through a certain type of training. After that training period, they put you through a period of, you know, hardcore paper trading. They really want you exposing yourself to trades. They really want you getting that repetition, because what does that do? It gives you experience, and it exposes yourself to different market environments and different trades, how they're reacting, why are they reacting like that. So I think it's very important to first get that repetition. And that is exactly what we tell our members to do. We tell them to open up that paper trade account, and we tell them to overwhelm themselves in it. And that's personally how I started, right? I was, you know, now we only place around 10, 15, maybe 20 trades in a monthly expiration cycle. But in the beginning, you know, I tell members, overwhelm yourselves. I was placing 50, 60, 70 trades in a monthly expiration cycle. And it wasn't so much to see, oh, how much money can I make in this paper trade account? It was mainly to get that repetition and experience and exposure to how these different styles and strategies are playing out.
Mm-hmm. So what was your best trade ever?
Best trade ever. See, here's the thing about what we do in the option market is we do not hit home runs. We're looking for singles. We're looking for consistency. So we're winning small and we're winning often. Honestly, it's a pretty boring type of trading style and trading strategy. We're not going to get much excitement with it. We're not going to get, oh, I just made, you know, my year's worth on this one trade. That's not how it works out for us. We are hitting singles, we're winning small, we're winning often, we're achieving a high win rate, we're creating winners, we're forcing the market to beat us with low probability occurrences.
Mm-hmm. So the so-called black swan, have you been hit by these black swans before?
Meaning?
An unexpected occurrence, low probability occurrence that really nicks your capital?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, January of this year was a good example of it, a little mini crash scenario that we had going on to start the year. And after such a slow grind higher to end 2017. So it definitely took us by surprise a little bit. But if you are trading small and or if you are trading, you know, defined risk where you know your losses are capped at a certain point, as long as you're trading small, you're able to live to trade another day. And I think that's the number one reason why not just option traders, but all traders in general see some nicks or see these drawdowns is they just don't understand their size. They just don't understand how large they are really trading, right? But if you're trading small, you should be able to weather any storm that comes your way. That's not to say you're not going to have a bad month. I think all traders have bad months from time to time. But we have to remember that trading is not a month-to-month game. You know, it's a year-to-year game. And year-to-year, you should be able to pull off something pretty reasonable.
Hey, and so you're looking at it over the long term, and you're not engaging in trades that are going to be super high risk. But so there's no naked selling naked options. It's doing spreads.
Well,
how does it work?
Right. We actually, I mean, I personally love naked premium. I love the trade-offs that it gives you, right? You're not taking that risk for nothing. So it's a classic trader's equation, right? If you have more risk than you stand to gain in reward, it's because you have a high probability of success or a high chance of profiting on that trade. And I think what a lot of newer traders focus on is just the risk, right? So they're looking to take trades that have the lowest amount of risk. It's like they think their edge in the market is finding these low risk trades. But I think what they're not completely understanding is that low risk and high reward comes with a very low probability of success. So I personally love the world of naked premium, but You need to prove concept in that spread world, in that defined risk spread world first, because once you do that, the pros and cons of naked premium really start to make sense and you're able to comprehend them a little bit more. So once you master that world of defined risk, that's kind of when you can, you know, take the training wheels off a little bit and venture off into that world of naked premium. But again, it's not where we start off new traders and new members. And it's for a good reason. It's not because we don't want to show them the, you know, best way that you could possibly trade something. It's because it's really a stair-step approach, you know, and you need to kind of get through level one before you go to level two, level three, and so on.
So you advance as your skill and confidence and competence build, you go up the ladder, so to speak, and you'll do more exotic trades, if you will. So how long does it take? How long does it take to achieve this mastery?
How long does it take to achieve the mastery? That's a good question. You know, I think we get that question a lot, and I think it's very different for everybody. And it really depends on your level of engagement. Like I mentioned, when I first started, I mean, I was in there placing 50, 60, 70 trades per monthly expiration cycle. So my learning curve was really accelerating rapidly because of that. It's when people come in and, you know, they're just, I don't know what it is. Maybe their ego gets in the way. They don't want a paper trade or whatever it is. But if you're not exposing yourself to that repetition, you're going to learn at a much slower pace. Another thing I did was while I was trading live that defined risk, all those defined risk spreads, I was trading those live, but I was also keeping a paper trade portfolio of naked premium. So to see the defined risk portfolio compare with the naked premium portfolio, I mean, it really just accelerated my learning curve tenfold. And within about a year or two, I was really starting to understand and prove concept, and more importantly, gain confidence in my ability to execute the mechanics. But if you come in and, you know, your ego gets in the way of paper trading, or you don't want to make many trades, or, you know, you're 2 or 3 months in and you've only exposed yourself to 20 or 30 trades, you're going to learn at a much slower pace, in my personal opinion. So the members hear it all the time from me. They're probably sick of hearing me say it, but I say paper trade, paper trade, paper trade. Get your exposure, even alongside your live trading. You need to be paper trading ideas and strategies that you aren't trading live, because it's just going to open up epiphanies here and there.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess the more you do something, hopefully, if you're a good student, the more proficient you will become. And the key is, so how much money do you need to get started with here, Christos?
You don't need a lot of money to get started in the defined risk spread world. You know, $5,000 is enough to place, you know, 10 one contract trades. So a typical trade for us for just one contract will tie up around $500 in buying power. You can even go lower. You can go to 3 point or 4 point wide spreads. That'll only tie up $300 or $400 in buying power. So that'll give you the chance to make, you know, about 10, 15 trades in a monthly expiration cycle, assuming that you have around a $5,000 account. Now, you can get it approved to trade options with just $2,000, right? But that might limit you to only 3 or 4 or 5 trades per month. And that's fine. I think it's great. I think you need to get your feet wet and you need to start somewhere. That's a great way to start. But like I said, you can't just watch 3 or 4 trades play out every expiration cycle. You're talking, you know, less than 40 trades in a year, you know, and you're not going to accelerate your learning curve as much as you could be. And I don't think that you not having enough capital should stop you from getting that repetition, which is essential to the learning process here.
I gotcha. Interesting. So if people want to find out more about what you're doing, learn how to trade options, what do we do?
Yeah, you can go to skyviewtrading.com. Right on the website, you should see a place to sign up for some free video lessons. So you'll get that. I think at the end of that, we also send out a coupon code if you're interested. If not, you can go right to the page. I believe it's skyviewtrading.com/free-lessons. So a little hyphen in between free lessons right there. And check us out. Check out some of the videos. I think it'll really open your mind to really understanding the trader's equation. And the trader's equation is risk, reward, and probability, right? We can't forget probability as one of those elements in that trader's equation. And we try to show you that, hey, if you do take on this risk, you're doing it for a trade-off. You're doing it for a reason. And that reason is because you have a very high probability of success. So once you kind of start shifting, at least once I started shifting to from, what's the trade with the least amount of risk to what's the trade that makes the most sense? What's the trade that has the highest chance of profiting? You know, that's when things kind of start turning around for me. And I think some of even just the free video lessons right there will give you an introduction to, you know, how we're trading and how we're using, you know, these high probability occurrences to maximize our trading.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. We really appreciate you coming on, Christos. And hey, we'll have a link to your site in the show notes to this interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Don't forget, sign up for the newsletter. Hey, we're going to be doing some great webinars coming up shortly. Don't forget our Twitter handle, which is at Kerry Lutz, and the email address, as stated, kl@kerrylutz.com. Christos, thanks so much for coming on, and we'll look forward to speaking with you again.
Thanks a lot, Kerry. I really appreciate it, and I'd love to come back on again whenever you have a chance.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.